Proclamation number 7043, dated the February 15th, 1958. Help from the universe. You, my earthly children, are chosen to achieve the highest degree of beatitude. You, who live on this earth, had to pass through the deepest abyss, because as originally created spirits you had thrown yourselves into the depth, but you were not banished there by me. Now, that you have worked your way up again from utmost darkness, albeit with my help, now, that you have to travel the final journey on earth as a human being, your real self only needs to take the last test of will which determines your fate in eternity. But this test of will requires, especially from the being that had to pass through the abyss, a substantial change of its former thinking and its endeavors for which, however, it will be exceptionally highly credited, which you can better understand when you learn that my other schoolhouses are places of residence for the spiritual beings who had not fallen so infinitely low and who therefore do not have to struggle as much in order to return to the spheres of light again. Thus you humans were exceptionally burdened as a result of your former apostasy from me, therefore yourself, that is, the once fallen spirit, had to struggle considerably, and although the gradual development proceeded in the law of compulsion, the final test of free will is still extraordinarily difficult, but not impossible, since the blessings of the act of salvation are at the disposal of every once fallen being. Besides, countless beings of light stand by you all who, due to their abundance of love, will do everything in order to help you make the right decision. Consequently, although the terms on this earth are hard, they can nevertheless be met, and the most glorious reward beckons those who will meet them. Yet all this takes place within the framework of my lawful order. Help cannot be arbitrarily given if it is not requested or rejected. Thus beings of light cannot help arbitrarily either. Instead they will always work in harmony with my will, because my will is their will as soon as they are enlightened. Hence my will either prompts or prevents them from working for the benefit of souls embedded on earth. You have to know that I govern and that my will is respected by all spiritual beings who serve me and thus inhabit my kingdom of light. And now you can understand that the beings of light will also refrain from exerting a compelling influence because this does not comply with my will. For I want a voluntary decision of will. And just as I do not force people to accept my word, which is given to them as the greatest evidence of love and grace to assist their free decision, I do not consent that my messengers of light should provide people with compelling evidence of their work either. Nor will they ever do so because they clearly recognize my plan of love and salvation and also know that coercion or proof cannot result in success. But it would be proof of extraterrestrial activity if beings from the universe approach your earth, who are allegedly supposed to assist you on my instructions. Only I can bring help to you in earthly difficulties, and spiritual help does not happen in a faith-compelling way. Assistance in earthly difficulties, whatever they may be, can certainly also be carried out by my beings of light, but they will never visibly materialize when they help. The beings of light don't need such materializations and also know that people may not be influenced such that they are compelled to believe in supernatural beings and supernatural might. Consequently, as soon as you humans hope for help, it can indeed be given to you, yet always providing that you acknowledge and thus also allow spiritual activity, it will, however, never visibly take place. And if you then believe that the earth as such also needs the protection and help of the spiritual world, If you believe that the destructive influence through human will can be prevented or cancelled by these beings of light, then this belief will also guarantee you their help, but never in a way that inhabitants of other worlds will assist you, that they will be sent to you as the instruments of my will. Consider how small you make your God and Father appear, that you should need inhabitants of other stars to grant you protection. And consider who these inhabitants of other stars are, that they, too, are spiritual beings in the process of higher development who, as my living creations, will in fact also achieve beatitude one day, whose deep desire for closeness to God makes them strive constantly, but who will always remain within the vicinity of the star on which my love and wisdom have placed them. All virtuous beings can indeed send their thought emanations to other struggling, unhappy beings in the universe, and such mental transmissions can, in turn, affect these beings' strength. Yet these beings are unable to leave their sphere, and neither do they need to, because an infinite number of angels and beings of light are at my disposal who truly take the best of care of every single star. And every single star has an inexhaustible influx of strength, my word, which sounds everywhere and which, as an emanation of my love, also has the strength to facilitate the return of every individual being, of every once fallen original spirit. But if my word is not utilized, if it is ignored, then the being still shows its resistance, which will never be forcibly broken either. Not even angels would be able to break it, even if they descended to earth, unless they expressed themselves so obviously as my messengers that people would be compelled to believe, which nevertheless is not my will and will never meet my approval. If you humans believe that you can make contact with inhabitants of other worlds, then you thus intend to find the evidence that these worlds are inhabited. But if your spirit is awakened, you will know this even without proof. And if you are still unenlightened, if you are completely devoid of spiritual endeavor and ignorant of the destined purpose of creation, then such evidence would not lead you onto the spiritual path either, but you would merely engage in earthly research and achieve no spiritual progress. For this very reason alone, beings of light would never reveal themselves to you and give you information through messages which are not in harmony with my eternal plan of salvation, since the achieved purpose is by no means inconsequential. And all enlightened spirits working on my behalf in the lost days in order to help you humans will only ever aim for spiritual advancement, so that people turn to me, their God and Father since eternity, so that they detach themselves from the world which belongs to my adversary, so that they achieve the highest goal on earth and entirely voluntarily take their final test in order to regain their original state, which will bring them unimaginable beatitude in light and strength and freedom. Amen.